The 20th century brought into being all of the transnational global institutions that form today's rickety consensus we call the international community. Well, that consensus is feeling the shockwaves of war and peace in this century, from the Security Council stymied to help the situations in Syria and Yemen, to the European Union feeling the surprising consequences of the departure of the suddenly ununited kingdom, to the International Criminal Court now facing its own looming crisis of credibility. South Africa has become the second African country following Burundi to announce its intention to withdraw from the ICC, and more African countries have indicated they might follow suit, saying that the ICC unfairly targets the continent while Western leaders go unprosecuted. South Africa last year defied the ICC's arrest warrant for Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who's been accused of crimes against humanity. Every person tried by the ICC has been African. Kamari Clark is a professor of global and international studies at Carleton University, author of Fictions of Justice. She says the credibility of the ICC now hangs in the balance.
The credibility is certainly an issue right now, especially in relation to the track record. This is a difficult situation for the ICC. All of the cases have been African cases, as we know, and it's a shock to liberal institutionalism. So this is a deeply troubling set of issues.
Why would the international community have created a separate tribunal for Yugoslavia to try the leaders in Eastern Europe in that conflict? Why wouldn't they have been tried by the ICC?
Well, this was long before the ICC came into force, so there was no ICC at the time. And it was after the violence in the former Yugoslavia, the violence in Rwanda, when the world community stood and watched and didn't actually intervene, that we then had, you know, a moral impetus to put in place this mechanism that would adjudicate crimes for mass atrocities.
From South Africa's perspective, what's the alternative to honoring the arrest warrant for Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir and sending him to the ICC to be tried? Is there some way of trying him elsewhere? The South African government has not offered asylum for Omar al-Bashir at this point, it seems.
Right. It hasn't offered asylum. And remember, Sudan hasn't ratified the Rome Statute. So technically, it actually isn't under the jurisdiction of the ICC. And that's a technical issue that is still under deliberation. And many diplomats and others raise this question. And, you know, one of South Africa's positions is that it won't support regime change, that the Rome Statute is inconsistent with customary international law, as well as the Diplomatic Immunities and Privileges Act that South Africa signed and is obliged to follow. So the alternatives really are to address these questions domestically, as well as to turn possibly to the looming regional court that has been constructed over the last year. It's not in force yet, but countries have signed the protocol, so the treaty, to put in place a new mechanism that is in Africa that will deal with a range of crimes and as a result of mass atrocities.
Back to the ICC, the U.S., of course, is not a signatory. And why is that the case? Just remind us, Kamari.
It's not just the U.S., it's also Japan, China, India, Pakistan, a lot of the Middle East. There are a lot of quite powerful and economically strong countries that are not under its jurisdiction. And for the most part, the technical issues have to do with the arrest of heads of state, and as well as a number of other issues, but in particular, making leaders of countries responsible for the crimes of soldiers and others who commit these crimes is something that the U.S. as well as a number of other countries felt uncomfortable with.
Kamari Clark is professor of global and international studies at Carleton University, author of Fictions of Justice, The International Criminal Court, and the Challenge of Legal Pluralism in Sub-Saharan Africa. Kamari, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Support for The Takeaway comes from the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. The Takeaway's resilience reporting is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. For more, go to rockfound.org. Check out thetakeaway.org for more facts, figures, and news from guests and contributors and opinions from your fellow listeners. Leave us a note or comment on a story you heard, all at thetakeaway.org.